would be nice off of Harmony. So let's.
Okay.
I think that's like the 25th of February.
Okay. That's fine.
You gotta think about your schedule.
Yeah, I know I got something going on the 25th. That's at night. So it's 25th.
Yeah, you know, I know that's the way it is. Let me do a little something before we start at the beginning.
It's wonderful to be here with you this morning. It's nice that we didn't have a lot of snow and ice to keep us away from the house of the Lord. And I'm happy to be with you and hope that worship today will be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship for. Just as a reminder, we will have a brief congregational meeting. I know two and one short space of time is a lot, but this, I promise, we won't keep you long. It is to review my terms of call, which we forgot to do, and to elect a second trustee for the class of 2020. Beginning next week, we will be taking up a special Nicaragua offering, as we are wont to do. The offerings will be used to do projects with our partners in Nicaragua, such as helping them to install water meters in the communities. Water systems, including meters. And other things as necessary. It also helps to support the sewing cooperative and the theological school that are in the community. So that will happen on February 11th, 18th, and 25th. And if you want more information, talk to Bill. Don't forget to check the directory pages located on the table in the narthex. I think most of us have done that. Frida, if you'll check Miguel's before you leave and check it off. Thank you. So that we can then make some pictures and get a directory together. Yay! Woohoo! There's a Presbytery meeting coming up at the end of this month, and while most people don't go to Presbytery meetings for fun, this one actually has some workshops attached to it that look interesting, and there's something for everybody. They're listed there: boundaries training for church leaders. There's one about stewardship and giving. The nuts and bolts of being an elder, ruling elders as spiritual leaders. There's one about care, an awesome blessing for awkward burden, and another one about stewardship. So, like I said, there's something for everyone. If you're interested, there are some registration forms in the narthex. It's also on the Cincinnati Presbytery website. And I'd love to have some folks go. Are there any other announcements that we need to? Yes, Angie. Okay. So first deacons meeting of the year, 2 Sundays from now, February 18th, right after church. Thank you, Angie. Also a reminder that there is a session meeting on Thursday night. We've moved to Thursday nights at 6:45 in the parlor. So if you, elders, if you have anything for me to put in the agenda, let me know.
Thursday or a week?
This Thursday.
First Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the second Thursday. February 1st is the first Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Not counting.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I have a big thank you for two things. One, thank all of you who donated to the tree surgery that we had done. It went extremely well, and Jeff and I took pictures, so if you want to look on the Facebook page for the church, you'll see some of those. And the other thanks goes out to Jeff, who replaced all of the Venetian blinds in the breezeway there. So thank you very much for that.
Every little bit helps. And some big helps. Some big bits help as well. Are there any other announcements? Then as I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship and remain standing for the opening prayer and hymn. Praise the Lord. Sing praises to God, for God is loving and compassionate.
Praise the Lord, for God heals our pain and recovers our sorrows.
Praise the Lord, for God gives us life and hope for all generations.
Praise the Lord.
Join me together in the opening prayer, please. Let us pray. Gracious God, we praise you for your goodness and loving kindness that is with us always. Fill us with your loving presence as we worship you today, that we may be enriched and encouraged for the work in the world that we do in your name. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. First hymn is When Morning Gilds the Sky, number 487 in the Big Blue.
Call to confession. I just want to make a reminder that Ash Wednesday is coming up. The beginning of Lent is coming up. It's a week from Wednesday, which happens to be Valentine's Day. But we will be having an Ash Wednesday service. It will be at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, February 14th. So please come if you are able. Friends, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin to God, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us pray together the prayer of confession. Compassionate God, in the beginning you created the earth and all that is in it and called it good. You entrusted humanity with its use and care. But we have taken advantage of your trust. We spoil the water and air and waste the resources you have given us to live. Have mercy on us, O God, and open our eyes and hearts to be better stewards of your world, that many more generations may be sustained by your glorious creation. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, we are fortunate that in our belief in the grace of God, we have a connection to God and to one another, that we might seek reconciliation with God and with one another, and that we may receive forgiveness. Friends, know today that in Jesus Christ we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. As God has forgiven us in Christ, let us forgive one another. The grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.
In the bulletin that it asks you to join us on the refrain of On Eagle's Wings.